poetry reading, November 9th, 1970, Modern Languages Auditorium, room number 350.
Pleasure to welcome you to the second in a series of readings by visiting poets, sponsored by the Ruth Stefan Poetry Center. Our next reader will be Mr. Bill Recker of the University English Department, reading in this auditorium, Tuesday, November 24th. Mr. Harrison is in town as part of a tour for the National Endowment for the Arts, Poetry in the Schools program. At the same time, another noted poet, Miss Diane Wachowski, is touring for the Poetry in the Schools program. She will read Thursday night at Pima College, I think in Building G. That's the new campus, and I'm sorry I can't instruct you on how to get there. It's on Anklam Road, and you'll just have to look for the lighted area when you get out. The reading will be at 8:30. Well, it's pretty dark out there in the desert, I tell you. You are invited to meet Mr. Harrison at a reception this evening following the reading in the terrace room of the Student Union. Jim Harrison was born and educated in Michigan. He and his family live on a farm in northern Michigan. His honors include two awards from the National Literary Anthology, a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, a Guggenheim Fellowship. He is one of the editors of Sumac, a national literary magazine. His poetry is represented in the following anthologies: Out of the War Shadow, Lyric Poems, 31 New American Poets, Contemporary American Poetry. Among the periodicals in which he has published are Poetry, the Tri-Quarterly Review, the Stony Brook Journal. In addition to his poetry, Mr. Harrison is a feature writer for Sports Illustrated. He has two volumes of poetry published, Plain Song in 1965, Locations in 1968. A third volume, entitled Outlier, will appear in January, published by Simon & Schuster. The same publishers will also present Mr. Harrison's first novel next summer, entitled She's. It is my pleasure to present to you Mr. Jim Harrison.